Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the boycott the NFL movement over the Black Lives Matter issue and unsigned quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Are you watching or are you boycotting? Will it make a difference? We're talking about it. My guests are author and columnist David Steele and John Horvat, an author and sports analyst. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, John, here's something that I wanted to ask you. We saw Colin Kaepernick is protesting the treatment specifically of African Americans by the police. That has nothing whatsoever to do with the NFL, but he's doing it because he was then and remains a high-profile person. Is there any similarity between how the NFL responded and continues to respond after the domestic violence issue regarding Ray Rice? Do you see any correlation at all? John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the Ray Rice case. I mean, I saw the headlines. I just read it, but not anything in depth. But I think there definitely is, because in the case of Colin Kaepernick, he's asking for something that is very vague and unspecific. He's not directing it to any specific police department, just police in general. There might be good police departments and bad police departments. He really doesn't, just says police departments. And there is no way the police, because they are not, that is a very vague and, just a general thing, can respond to that.
Well,
if one police department says, okay, I'll do whatever you want, Colin, what will Colin say? He'll say, well, no, that's not good enough. I want all police to be like this.
Several police departments have responded. The Santa Clara police, they have made their immediate response to his very first protest.
Right,
to tell the San Francisco 49ers that they were not going to
respond to his whole thing.
Hold on for a minute, John. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, their very first response was to tell the 49ers that they were not going to work their games anymore. We're not going to fulfill their role, their paid role, to protect the fans at 49ers games as long as Colin Kaepernick was there. So there has been a definite counter reaction by the police. There was one just last week, because one of the Seattle Seahawks players, Michael Bennett, has been sitting during the national anthem. So a lot of people have seen this year, since Colin is not in the league, several players have now been protesting. The Las Vegas police have responded because they got into an incident with Michael Bennett not that long ago. They wrote to the league and said, we want you to punish him for what he did. And the Cleveland Police Department reacted the same way when Cleveland Browns players knelt, and they said, we will no longer participate in Cleveland Browns games. The St. Louis police did the same thing when the Rams were in St. Louis, when players gestured in support of Black Lives Matter. They said, we will no longer participate with anything that the Rams did. So they made very specific responses to those, to those gestures of protest.
Well, let me ask you this. Aren't some of these police departments headed by African-Americans, and their police departments full of African-Americans?
Well, the targets of what they've been doing have been almost primarily African-Americans. So they're not targeting any particular aspect of the
it's the flag. That's what
they're not attacking the flag either.
The national anthem and the flag.
They're not attacking the national anthem either.
I mean,
they're not attacking literally anything. I mean, he is making a gesture to draw attention to what is being done to African Americans.
So many people interpret it to be an insult. I mean, when you sit down with a banana in your hand, is that right?
Are you talking about as a racist gesture?
I don't know what happened. I just saw this is what happened. There's at one of these the games. I think it was Marshall Lynch. He sat down with a banana in his hand, and that was, I mean, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I wish I could speak to that. I wish I had seen that, because then I would probably be able to comment. I can't. I think like so many others before him, as I said, whether it's during the 1968 protests, during the Olympics, you know, Muhammad Ali using that, you know, the high profile position to call attention to a social or political issue. It happens. I think, you know, it happens in sports. And you're always going to have people that either don't understand, do not agree, do not have a point of reference, as one of the callers, you know, made a comment about, as we saw with Michael Bennett, that and the jury is still out, no pun intended, on what actually was the perception during the course of that incident. Was it a police officer who was just, you know, telling, you know, the black man in front of him to get down during an excited moment, or was he racially profiled? Right. That, you know, that is, I think that is the, you know, the really big, you know, question here. Mm-hmm. And players probably should be, and they have been, you know, showing their same kinds of protests.
Yeah, and in that case, and with a lot of the other cases, again, these are athletes who are very prominent. People are paying attention to what they see. They see what's going on. And one of the things that Michael Bennett was making a point of when he first started speaking about what has specifically happened to him was, if my name was not Michael Bennett, NFL star for the Seattle Seahawks, nobody would have known about this. Nobody would have seen this. Nobody would have investigated. Nobody would have put it under the scrutiny that he believed it deserved. And one thing to make sort of make sure, there's been no list of demands. There's been nothing. What all this has been bring attention to a problem that has been overlooked, and that they would like to no longer be overlooked, and they're using their visibility as very famous people who are recognizing, who people listen to, notice, hear and recognize. Whereas, say, if you live right here in D.C., in Baltimore, something like that, something happens to you and you don't play for the Ravens or the Redskins or the Nationals, you know, nobody knows about it until it's in tiny type in the paper the next day.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lamont calling from Germantown, football fan or no, boycott or no?
I'm definitely a football fan, and as far as I'm an Iraq veteran, I don't agree as far as protesting the flag because it represents those who served. But I do give Colin credit for standing up for his beliefs, so that's a positive, and more athletes have so much power and voices, so I wish more athletes would get more involved with social activities.
Are you watching or not?
Oh, I'm definitely watching. I'm a long-life Redskins fan, and I love my sports, and but I just know he's being blackballed. He's capable of playing. There's a lot of quarterbacks who are at least equal to him, and he's experienced, so he should be playing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thank you so much, Lamont. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Donald calling from Maryland. Donald, thanks for calling. A football fan or not? Boycott or not?
Football fan, boycott.
Okay.
I definitely believe in what Colin is doing. I mean, I really think that's his constitutional right. It's a peaceful protest. And he's definitely being blackballed because he's a Super Bowl quarterback. And no NFL team has picked him up. Come on, man. The writing is right on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want a Super Bowl quarterback? So yep. He's definitely being blackballed. And I watched very little football Sunday, and I didn't watch it at all last night.
Okay.
Thank you for my call.
Well, Donald, thank you so much. And see, here's the thing that I think a lot of people are wrestling with. And let's just talk about, you know, the black folks. Because, again, as we've said, Kaepernick is trying to raise a Black Lives Matter issue. This is about the treatment of police officers, the treatment of black people by police officers and and one could even argue, you know, the greater justice system. But if you didn't watch, and I did last night, and let me just say for the record, I'm not that big of a football fan. You know, I watch Washington have because I'm a native, but if I have something better to do, I can always find out what happens later. So I'm kind of like, And somebody could have said to me 2 years ago, "Man, did you see that play by Dallas?" No, I didn't, because I was in the grocery store. Because I'm just not that big of a football fan. But I will tell you this. Last night I saw something that I never thought I'd see, and I don't know whether or not it's the first time or not, but when the Broncos and the Chargers were playing, there were two black coaches. That, whether it was the first time, you know, or one of the few times, that was a milestone that I'm glad I saw. And, you know, we if you look at defensive lines, you know, there are some teams, don't ask me to name them because I'm not that big of a football fan, but there are some defensive lines in the NFL that are practically all black. Okay, you got a lot of black guys. You know, you got black quarterbacks now. You got black assistant coaches. Guess what? You got black cheerleaders. You know, you have all of this, and so I think, you know, it puts a lot of folks in a bit of a quandary here. You know, as to whether or not they should or should not. That's my soapbox. Let me go to OJ. OJ, calling from Fort Washington. What do you think?
No way am I boycotting.
Why not?
Because my father's buried in Arlington Cemetery. I would like to take Colin Kaepernick to Arlington Cemetery and see when he walks out of there, do he feel like not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance? And I'm 49. I've seen black quarterbacks get treated like this my whole life. The only black quarterback to play well into his 30s was Warren Moon. You know what I'm saying? Black quarterbacks get two tries. With the team that drafts you, and then the next, and then you're gone.
So let me be clear. You said you are or are not boycotting.
I'm not boycotting.
Because
no way am I boycotting.
So you will watch, but you don't agree with, because you don't agree with Colin Kaepernick.
I don't agree with that. Colin Kaepernick didn't even vote. How are you a civil rights dude that don't vote?
Well, there you go. OJ, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let me go to RTM. RTM calling from Waldorf. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I am boycotting. I believe wholeheartedly what Kaepernick is doing and what he's standing for and using his platform. I think it's also hypocritical of those who talk about support the troops when if you look at the statistics of the homeless troops that come back from war to fight for this country and also the suicide rate of the veterans that come back to fight for this country, and this country does nothing for them. So I think it's very hypocritical to throw that patriotism about not standing, and they don't even take care of their own troops. So Colin Kaepernick is standing for something greater than himself, and for that he has my support, and I am definitely boycotting.
Okay, RTM, thank you so much. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Are you watching the NFL? Are you going to boycott the NFL over the Black Lives Matter movement and Colin Kaepernick's refusing to stand during the national anthem when he was with the San Francisco 49ers? We'll be back in just a bit.